Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 15, Mizmor Zayin. Shigoyin LeDavid. Mizmor Zayin begins Shigoyin LeDavid. And as we'll explain, it's a mistake that David Melech made. What is this mistake that David Melech is referring to? What is the historical time period that David Melech wrote this capital about? What are the lessons that we can apply to our lives from David Melech is teaching us, and we'll see how tznius, modesty, can save a person's life as well. Let's first begin by reading the words, Psukim Aleph through Vav, Shigoyin LeDavid, a mistake that David made, Asher Shor LaHashem Al Derikush Benyamini, because he sang a song to Hashem about Kush Benyamini. And as we'll explain, Kush Benyamini, according to many Mepharshim, refers to Shaul HaMelech. Hashem Elokai, Hashem, v'chocha sisi, I put my trust in you and only you. Hoshieni mikol roidfai, v'atzileinu. Therefore, since I put my trust in you and only you, save me from all my tormentors, all those who are chasing after me, v'atzileinu, and save me. Pasuk Gimel, penyitrov ka'ari nafshi peirik vein matzah, because if you, Hashem, do not save me, they will come and tear me apart like a lion tears apart its food. Penyitroiv ka'ari nafshi, pyreg ve'in matzil. Pyreg is like prokim, sections. A person has different sections of different body parts. The lion will tear me apart. Ve'in matzil. And if you, Hashem, don't save me, no one will save me. Hashem lekai, once again, Hashem my God. Imasisi zois. If I did these wrong things that are discussed in Perek Gimel, in Pasuk Gimel, which we'll discuss in great detail, did I do anything really wrong? And as we explained, if this is referring to Shaul HaMelech, did I do anything wrong to Shaul HaMelech? Im gamalti shol mira, have I given back those who tried to torment me? Have I repaid them back with evil? Im gamalti shol mira. If I did want to leave my enemy without any clothing, then the enemy should come after me and reach me and trample me down to the ground, and my honor, my covet, should be smashed to the dirt, and that's where I should remain forever. That's if I did these wrong things, that's what should happen to me. Now let's understand what is going on over here. David HaMelech, as we all know, was running away from Shaul HaMelech, his father-in-law. Shaul HaMelech was the Melech, the king. And Shaul felt that David is a Meirid B'Malchus and deserves to be killed. Shaul HaMelech, as he's traveling and searching for David and his army and his men, he goes into a cave to use the cave to take care of his private needs, facilities. And in that same exact cave, as the Gemara explains in Brachas Samach Beis Amid Beis, David HaMelech is hiding with his men. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated this. And David's men tell David, this is your enemy. Now is your chance. Go kill him. And the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Gimel that when someone's coming to chase after somebody, you have the permission to defend yourself and kill that person. So David HaMelech's men turn to David and say, this is your chance to kill your enemy. And David HaMelech responds, look at the tznius of Shaul HaMelech. Look at his tznius. Look at his modesty. Shaul thought he was all by himself in this cave. And nonetheless, he covered himself from A to Z, only to reveal himself what he needed to take care of his private needs. David said to his soldiers, he said, someone with such modesty, he can't really want to kill me. David went closer to Shaul's cloak. David HaMelech cuts off a piece of the corner of Shaul HaMelech's cloak. Afterwards, Shaul goes back to his men. David HaMelech comes out from the cave and screams out down to Shaul and his men. And he says, "Do you recognize what I'm holding? Take a look at your cloak. Do you realize you have a piece missing? You have a piece missing because I was so close to you. I could have killed you, but I didn't kill you. And you see from here, I don't want to kill you. So please stop chasing after me." This is the background of what's taking place in this Mizmor Zion. Shigoyim leDavid. But what's the mistake? The mistake was that still David HaMelech cut off a piece of the cloak of Shaul HaMelech. He was Mashiach Hashem. He was anointed because Hashem said, Shaul will be the Melech. And that was a mistake. The Mefarshim explained as well that David HaMelech included Shaul in praising Hashem for Hashem saving him from his enemies. He included Shaul HaMelech in that praise. That thank you Hashem for saving me from my enemies and from Shaul. And Hashem said back to David, you include Shaul HaMelech? Such a tzaddik? That I saved you from your enemies and from Shaul? You put him in the same sentence as your enemies? That's incorrect. You did something wrong. Furthermore, a very powerful, powerful Gemara now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, You think that if you had his nisyonis, you would do any better? Shaul HaMelech, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to David, is a much higher madriga than you. Omar loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu leDavid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, Shira ato eimer al mapalosa shel Shaul. You're singing songs of praise because Shaul fell down. Il moli ato Shaul. If you would have been Shaul, in other words, you would have been born with his mazel, with his makeup. For who David? And he was David. Ibadet akamat David miponov. That David HaMelech would have been lost many times. Meaning that Shaul HaMelech is a greater tzaddik than you. And this is what David HaMelech writes. Shigoyoyim leDavid asher shor laHashem al dibur kush ben yimini. David HaMelech is admitting his mistake. Shigoyim leDavid asher shor laHashem, because he's saying to Hashem al dibur kush ben yimini, about kush ben yimini, about Shaul HaMelech. But let's go back to Gemara for a minute. Gemara Brachas told us that David HaMelech didn't kill Shaul. Why not? Because of the tznius. Midas at tznius. I want to share with you a very famous story, which you probably all know, but I think it applies over here. It fits in very nicely. Go back to Kristallnacht, when there was a family that ran away from their home because they heard that the mobs were coming. They had a daughter who, for whatever reason, went back to the house. And as she was about to leave, she sees the mobs getting closer and closer. And she had no idea how she's going to get out of this alive. She figured, well, she has blonde hair. She's going to let her hair down. Open a couple buttons of her blouse. They won't expect a Jewish girl to look like that. And she'll walk right by them. And as she's about to leave her house, she says, she can't do this. She's a Bas Yisrael. She closes those two buttons. And she walks right out. And Baruch Hashem, she passed straight through the mob. They didn't suspect her. When she reunited with her family, she grabbed her neck and realized that had she opened her two buttons, the mugging David necklace that she was wearing would have been visible. Here she thought that if she would have been exposing herself, that would have saved her. But in reality, it might have had the other effect. This is what we learn over here, the Midah of Tznius. It saved Shaul HaMelech's life. And that's this mice over here that we're learning for ourselves as well, the Midah of Tznius. There's a very another important lesson that Ben Yoyada, he brings from the Ari HaKadosh, who brings from the Zohar HaKadosh. Discussing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David HaMelech. If you would have been Shaul, and Shaul would have been you, you would have fell many more times, more than Shaul did. And the Ben Yoyada explains that many times we see people, I'm just going to say it the way that we can apply it to our lives. We see people, they have any sayin. And sometimes we might look at them and say, what's that person doing? Why does he dress that way? Why does he talk that way? Why does he live his life that way? And we have no idea. We don't understand at all their nisyonos, what they have. We don't understand their makeup, their mazel. And maybe if we would be in their shoes, how many times over we would have fallen that they didn't fall. And this is a tremendous, important lesson. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching all of us. Ilmolei ata shol shenoladetu b'mazoloi v'hu David ibadetu kama davim ponov, that there are many Davids that have fallen if they were born in a different mazel. It creates in us a sense of responsibility of dan l'kavschos, of judging the other people favorably. We don't understand anything. Svasemis says in Pirkei Avos, have you done is kol ha'odom l'kavschos? Judge the entire person, kol ha'odom l'kavschos. Ask the Svasemis, why does the Tana, the mission, say ha'odom, with that hay in front? There's a Mishnah. Every single letter of the Mishnah makes a difference. Let the Mishnah say, have you done kol adam l'kavschos? Judge every man favorably. What's ha'adam, the person? Explains the Sfas Emes. The hay hayadiyah, the hay in front of the word adam, is coming to tell us, you have to know every single thing about this person from beginning of his childhood, when he was a little child, growing up, to an adult. Everything ha'adam that makes this person, then we can have understanding of why the person is who he is. And since that's not possible, only Hashem knows every single thing about this person, inside and out. Have you done? It's called ha'adam l'kavschos. Judge every single person favorably. Let's go back to pasuk aleph. Shigayim leDavid. We said David HaMelech's mistake, he cut off the knaf, he cut off the me'il from the corner of Shaul HaMelech's cloak, which mida kinegan mida, a garment covers and warms a person. David HaMelech was punished that later on in his life he couldn't become warm. Shigayin leDavid, we said David HaMelech saying to Hashem that Shaul, his enemy, fell with his other enemies. And Hashem said, that's incorrect. We don't talk like that. And here, David HaMelech is admitting his mistake. Shigayim leDavid. It's a tremendous lesson for us to admit a mistake. If a person makes a mistake, David HaMelech stands up in front of all generations. Shigayim leDavid. The question is, why is this a mizmar? This is the only time in all of Tehillim that we begin a capital, a chapter with Shigayim. One would think that David HaMelech should start in a different way, that he's misvadeh, he's confessing to Hashem. Asher he's zvadeh la Hashem. As Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich asked this question. And he gives a very powerful answer. And he says as follows, a very strong lesson. Even though David HaMelech was doing tshuva over here, his tshuva was in munah shleima, that he believed HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept his vidui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept his tshuva. That being the case, it was a zemer. It's a mizmor zayin. Shigayim leDavid. Yes, I, David HaMelech, I admit I made a mistake, but I know you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will accept my tshuva. That's a very powerful lesson for all of us to understand, no matter what mistake we make, if we come to Hashem and we ask Hashem for tshuva, tshuva is like any other mitzvah. Every mitzvah we do, we should do b'simcha. So too, when you come to do tshuva, we should do b'simcha and understand and know HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept our tshuva. Pasuk Aleph ends al divi Kush ben Yemini. Who is Kush ben Yemini? So there's a whole discussion in Mefarshim. Many explain that this is referring to Shaul HaMelech. Kush ben Yemini. Yemini is Sheva ben Yamin, as we have in Yitzhak Hashem, not too far from now, in Purim. Sheva ben Kish ben Ish Yemini by Shaul HaMelech. Mordechai is going back all the way back to Shaul HaMelech. Ish Yemini. But what's Kush? Why doesn't it say Shaul? The Chidah says a very powerful message here as to why David HaMelech was so afraid of dealing with Shaul HaMelech. When he says in Pasuk Beis, Hashem Elokai b'chocha sisi, hoshieni mikol roidvai v'atzileni, and you Hashem I trust, and only you can protect me and save me. And he explains like this, Shaul HaMelech was such a tzaddik that he had Shem Havaya, Shem Hashem, in front of him at all times. Shavisi Hashem lenegdi samid. He placed Hashem in front of him. Chav vav is yudke vavke. Is the gematria of yudke vavke. Shin. Says the Chidah. Shin is the gematria 300 of Yetzer. When a person has the ability to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of him. Chav vav. Hashem is always there in front of him. That is mevatel the Yetzer Hara. Therefore, says David HaMelech, Shigoyim leDavid. This is a mistake I made, Asher Shor LaHashem, that I spoke to Hashem, Al Divikush Ben Yemini, such a tzaddik, like Shaul HaMelech, that always placed Hashem in front of him at all times. And therefore, Hashem Elokai, B'cho Chasisi, only in you, as we said before in the past, B'cho, with the 22 letters that a person davens to Hashem, 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, and we use these letters to daven to Hashem and to learn Torah. If a person davens and he learns, that's when he can turn to Hashem, B'cho Chasisi, and you I trust. Hoshieni mikol roidvai hatzileni. Person davens to Hashem. He uses Tehillim. He uses the Siddur properly. He uses the Torah. He learns and davens. He follows the mitzvahs. B'cho Chasisi. Then he can trust in Hashem. Hoshieni mikol roidvai hatzileni. Save me from all my tormentors. Let's review the main points we discussed here tonight. Mitzvah Hashem, next we can continue with Mizmor Zayin. We had mentioned the historical context that David HaMelech was in the cave with Shaul and he cut off the corner, and the tznius of Shaul HaMelech, as the Gemara in Brachas Samach Beis tells us, is what saved Shaul's life. The midas tznius, modesty. We had mentioned from the Ben Yoyada and the Svar Semes about the importance of looking at everyone and down the kafschus and judging them favorably, no matter what they look like, no matter what the situation is, because we don't understand ha'adam, the whole entire situation. Davra Melech Davin to Hashem, Hatzileni, Shigoyun, I made a mistake, to admit his mistake. Takes a big man to admit a mistake. B'cho Chasisi, I trust in you, Hashem. When the person learns Torah, the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis will be there to protect him when he puts his trust totally in Hashem and only in Hashem. Have a wonderful week. Wish everyone Hatzlacha, B'chol Yonecha, and everything you do.